page Kuf Mem Zayin. We have one little footnote left, which we didn't do from last time. So I guess we'll just do the footnote before we go further. The footnote has a lot of strength to it. So Reb Chaim Voloshiner, I did it last week also. Reb Chaim Vital, right, in Shara Kedusha, talks about the main midos rois, and which one of the different types of yesodos, the four elementary elements which comprise everything in this world, this combination of Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer, and they create each one when it's primary, creates a different type of midah. She doesn't mention Litzonis. She mentions Kepedus, Ror, Gaiva, Sina, Chanifa, Sicha Batela, Atzus, Atzlus, Avas Noshim, Kino, everything. Litzonis he doesn't mention. So a Leitz would say, because there's nothing wrong with Litzonis, but I'm not going.
I was thinking it. I didn't want to say it.
I know you.
Rebbe was looking right at me.
I've been around long enough to know how you think. Anyway, I'm checking the Tanya Perikal. The Tanya does mention the Tzonis.
Should you mention it as one of the secondary ones?
One of the secondary ones. Yeah. So why is that? So let's just talk about the meat of the Tzonis for a second. The Tzonis is, because I'll say Kol Tzonis is Suro, Kutzmele Tzonis is Avodah Zor. The Tzonis is a negative thing except by used by Avodah Zor. So there's a gorgeous piece from Rav Huttner in the Parayitz and Purim. Says the set of Litzonis is to take something and cut it down. So an item is big, you cut it to make its impact appearance smaller. That's the act of Litzonis. So cut them down to size. That's the power of Litzonis. You cut something down to something which is serious. You make it not serious. You cut it down. You've cut down its weight. Its imprint. So, but the reality is everything in the world is kosher. Everything in the world is something which is very significant. There's no Adam which doesn't have his moment, and there's no item in the world which doesn't have its makom. Everything has its significance. Everything is valuable. So the Kach of itself is a very 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 powerful act of cutting something down. You're going to cut it down smaller than it really is. That's not correct. But a Zorah is a non-existent reality. It doesn't exist. The whole idea is that it's Zor. It's stranger to the reality. It's not the true. It does not reflect the true reality. The whole thing is a concoction. So the Tzedusa's job to burst the bubble of the significance of a Zorah is very valuable. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. Now, a Zorah doesn't necessarily mean just a Zorah. So, I mean, the Moshul, let's say, you know, so you have the CEO of the company, and the guy is, you know, very, very rich, very, very good at what he does, and very, very full of himself. And he lords it over his employees. So he walks in, and, you know, he wants it exactly where he wants it, when he wants it. You know, everybody's scared of him. So one day, so our CEO walks out into his, you know, gorgeous Rolls Royce chauffeur car over there, and he slips on the banana peel and he falls down. So everybody, you know, obviously they don't because they're worried about their job. Everybody wants to laugh. What's so funny? The person fell down on the floor. What's so funny? He was cut down to size. He took this big, this big, puffy, non-reality who thinks so much of himself. In reality, he's just a human being like everybody else. He falls down to the ground and scrapes himself like everybody else. It's funny. Right? When you catch a person who's something which is bigger than life, and it doesn't fit the personality he's trying to create for himself, you laugh at it. That's what they do when the good comedian, right, his job is to cut somebody down to size. So Litzonis is used for any time where we make a reality greater than it really is. When it greater than it really is, we need to have the meat of Litzonis. So look at that. That's ridiculous. So how do you cut it down? Yeah, come on, you got to be kidding, right? And a good line. Now, sometimes we make ourselves bigger than we are. Right? We expect people should listen to me, like, you know, I'm Eli Rangel. How you talking? So you should listen to me. I'm daddy. You know, how dare my 4-year-old kid not listen to me? Right? Because I'm this big Chashuv guy called daddy, right? And you, because your 4-year-old is going to tell you tough luck. Right? It's pretty funny, right? Right? So when you start getting too full of yourself and you start reacting from that position of, how dare somebody contradict my words, right? You have to laugh at yourself and say, that's ridiculous. That's what sonos, which is healthy. That's that self-deprecation is healthy, because that's what helps you go back, helps you readjust to your the real reality of who you are. So sonos is a very powerful thing. It's, when it's used properly, it's a very healthy thing. If it's used for something which is valuable, to cut it down, it's a horrible thing.
Can you say all these midos that we were talking about, the midos raw, the whole that we were talking about, is taking the midos raw and turning them into midos toyo?
I'm not there yet. You're right. I'm not saying that sonos is intrinsically something which is better than the other midos because it has the ability to turn it to toyo. You're right. I'm not saying. I'm just pointing out that that's what it is. Right. So why does he list on the mice? It's a very, very painful, powerful, you know, dangerous thing. And there's a lot of ra. Sonos has been used for a lot of ra for many generations. You know, there's definitely a meter raw to be inclined to that. So I'm ready to learn on Mishlech of Aleph Kotel. Zayd Yoyer Leitz Shmoy. He says, what's a Zayd Yoyer? Yoyer means a balgai. Zayd means a person who doesn't care. So the Ben Yoyer says, Shachzorius V'gai V'biyachad He Leitz Sonos. The sonos is a combination of gaiva, that you believe and you have the ability to stand in judgment of somebody else. And an achzorius is a lack of sensitivity to the value of another item together. So it's a combination of these two things, achzorius and gaiva, that's what sonos. So maybe since it's not a pure primary or secondary type of amida, but rather it's a combination of amidas, that's why the Rukhaim et al. Didn't list it. Not because it's not something significantly problematic. But it's
a reason the footnote goes on
Hisparus?
Yeah.
Hisparus is, you know, probably would be a good place to put it.
Wouldn't be on their guidebook.
I'm not sure why I put it over there.
Just at the end of the line.
Could be at the end of the line, it's also a possibility. All those are good answers. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so did we do the last sentence on the page, the last paragraph? We did it, right? We ran through it last time, right? Fine. So the goal over here is, but the point he wants to say is, you know, that we need to create this understanding of ourselves. We call it the Midas clock, right? And it's a period of a period of time. A person will should, you know, think about how he's doing things at the end of the day, and notice patterns of how he deals with life, with things that are, you know, what are his primary motivations, what are his secondary motivations, you know, and you start noticing patterns of how you deal with things, you know, the positive and the negative. And from there, it's possible to go to the next step and to start dealing with how you develop yourself and grow. It's a process of months of understanding. Okay. Really, we should stop now. That's it. Come back in a few months after you guys have done your clocks. That's it. But like all bad shurim, we're gonna go weiter because we're supposed to go weiter, you know, right? What?
10 minutes is already schwach. We take 3 months.
Lamal the Roshe Pirkei Teres HaYosef. So we've learned, you know, again, this is a very, very, as he puts it, he sees it a very superficial, very, very basic understanding of the Teres HaYosef. Me'ata olena losim leib l'netiyos ha'kloli yosheb odom. So what's the difference between an atiyah and a midah?
An atiyah and a
midah.
Midah.
Or it's called for a day, right? So the atiyah ain't a midah migubashes. We're coming to yisoid benefesh. So it's not from the yisoid. Well, let me finish the sentence. Al gisha klolis al atzmoi bezulosar. It's an approach to how to deal with things. Natiya means an inclination, right? So where he's understanding natiya means that there are from our midos and from our deos, which the nature and the nurture of the person, we sort of develop a way of dealing with things. So the why is not what we're looking at right now. It's the what. From the what, many times you can figure out a series of whys. You know, any what, any good what should have more than one why behind it. Right? One of our challenges which we have from learning Gemara, which I always found fascinating, right? You know, we were trained in the world of Hakira. The Hakira says it's either this or that. Okay, so let's translate that into, okay, the guy's driving at night, somebody gets into an accident. So what do you get the accident? Well, because he was tired. It was nighttime. It was raining. He was going too fast. The other car didn't have his lights on. Right? So which one is it? It's all of them. The combination of all the factors together created, right? Had the guy had his lights on, he wouldn't have to be so awake to notice it. Since the guy's lights were off, and he was tired, it was a problem. Right? And if it had not been, it'd been a nice, clear, moonlit night, it would be, you combine all things together, you have a major headache. Right? Or we're trending more than the reason is either this or that. Right? But, someone who translates into life, yes, it's a training to get back to the foundation of the Tutsdadim, right? And the answer will be that it's a combination of all these things rolled together. So my midas, I make the 10-minute clock, and I use these things again and again in a certain pattern, right? So why am I I start reacting to things in a certain way. But again, the root is a little bit of this, it's the recipe, right? The final flavor, you don't taste in your challah, you don't taste flour, you don't taste sugar, you don't taste oil, you don't taste salt, you don't taste the spices, you don't taste, right? You taste a combination of everything together. No, a very good chef will say, you put in a half a teaspoon of cinnamon in here, right? He can go back and figure out what the root is. But that's, if your person focuses on the cinnamon, you lose the flavor of the whole thing. The geschmack thing is that it melds together to a geschmack dish. Right? It's the combination which creates the geschmack. So life is in the combination. So that's the natiyas. The natiyas, I develop a certain way I deal with things. The root of that is the yisoidus. The root of that is what's before. But there are natiyas which zekisa kolit. Okay, so where we approach things.
That was an interesting approach.
What?
Rebbe right there had an interesting approach.
You got it. If I'm assigned to someone else, Shlosha Simon and Yeshbu Mazu, Rachmonim, Abishon, and Megermel Chasom. Komish Yeshbu Shlosha Simon, or he dove Bill Mazu. So, the more listen, there's three Simonim for this nation. So, more we're discussing that Chazal, Ashur, the Gibbonim from entering the Klai Yisrael. Right? So, why did Chazal do that? Because Chazal said that the Gibbonim didn't have the Mida of Rachmanim. Where did you see that? David Melch made this Kazeru, because after the Maisa, the Gibbonim were the Kananim, which through their trickery had pretended they came from a distant nation and made a peace treaty with Yeshua. Even after he realized they were Kananim, he honored the peace treaty because he had committed himself. Really, they were Kananim. So what did he do? He made them the Chotvei Eitzim Shevimayim. And Beikar, they served the Kohanim. When Noi was killed out by Shaul, they had no parnosa because they had no job anymore. And some of them died from hunger. So there was a famine comes to Klai Yisrael and Dovid HaMelech is Shaul and finds out it's because that the Gevinim have tainas on Klai Yisrael. So he goes to the Gevinim to ask for Michael, and they say, no, we're not giving Michael until you give us seven of Shaul's descendants, and we should hang them, let the birds come and eat their flesh, and then we'll be appeased. So at Oyster Shah, David Melech said, and then this Gemara, this is the Gemara, and the Gemara says, David Melech said, there's three Simonim in this nation. These people can't be part of Klai, so there's such people, that's the Zoris that they want. Take seven descendants of the person. What do they do? And hang them, kill them, and have birds eat their flesh, right? They can't be part of Klai. They can't marry into Klai. That's the Gemara. So these people don't have the Simonim, they can't be Dovek Umazu. Even though they're Gerim, they can't marry into Klai. And Elo Midas Ella Simonim. Remember the question they were Simonim. Why Simonim? There's three Midas that Klai Yisrael is in Mitzuyah in it. Klai Yisrael is Rachmonim, the Raishonim, the Gemel Chassad. Those are three Midas that they're Mitzuyah in. But the more question they're Simonim. So Volba has an interesting take on it. He understands the Simon over here. These are certain directions in a general way, the path that people take. These approaches will generate many different midas types, and the opposite of them will create many, many significant chesronos. Okay.
Yeah, are there other medias claudius?
Are there other medias claudius? Other medias claudius, which are part of claudius?
Yeah, claudius. No. They're not music to claudius. So let's say MS. Latia to MS.
It could be.
Right.
He's not using the word Latia meaning whatever he is with. I'm inclined towards. He's not using Latia like that.
No, but he means Latia is sometimes a more claudistic gisha towards life than. Creates a person to cause the person to create in himself a certain midas, right? That's what he's saying.
Correct.
So then these are not necessarily the only three, are they?
No. Doesn't say there's only three. These are three which Chazal touched up were the ones that Klai Yisrael are defining the elements in Klai Yisrael. Rachmanis he netzia liyos kosher lahazulos likonos lematzavoy. Rachmanis is the ability. To be able to enter into somebody else's situation, and then the next step is raku salev hamispoil miseva lazulus umiskashavitzon. Certain sensitivity, which is affected by somebody else's burden, and he takes that into consideration. Hahepich is achzorius. The opposite is called achzorius, which he translates as cruelty. But he says the word achzorius, clever, means achzor. All he is zar, is a stranger. The loy called gisha shayedidus rafavona elazulus. He has no interest and no attempt understanding what someone else is going through. He couldn't care less. So his focus is totally. Now we can look at an achzor and tell you that. The reason why he's doing that is because he's a Balgaiva. All he cares about is himself. Right? The reason why he's doing that is because he's a person, the opposite, who's he's such an odd save, he's so overwhelmed by your answers, he couldn't think about anybody else. He's so depressed, he ignores everybody else. I can give him many different reasons in the world of Midas of why he's an Achzor. But the Achzor is not the Midas. The Achzor is the approach to how he deals with things. And he's looking at the same thing. The Rachamon, he's not saying as the Midah. The Rachamon is the approach that a person uses. And what generates that is, can be a combination of different things. It could be he's going to explain the difference between Gamal Chesed and Rachamon, what's the difference between Gamal Chesed and Rachamon? But he has to explain that, because it's not fair to discuss it without saying that. But you could theoretically see that a person's Rachmanis is built in Amunah. Each person, he's suffered for Amunah as a Mida. The Rishon made the nature of people that were trusting. There's a certain nature, a certain Mida of a person that he's a trusting person. So this, deep down, that ability to trust is also ability to trust in a Kodesh Baruch. You take a young child and you see that many times. Right? They have this very, very innocent, very strong belief in a Kodesh Baruch. Right? Somewhere along the way, by the time we hit adults, we have so many times which we stopped using it or we questioned it, etc. We don't have that purity anymore. So Emunah, the same as a child trusts in his parents. A child has implicit trust in his parents. And that's a good thing, it's also a bad thing. Right? Well, later, when the parents are not positive for the children, the parents are something for the children, the child's assumption, time and time again, is that there's something wrong with him and not with the parent. And they absorb that understanding and they lose their self-confidence and they don't address issues that they're supposed to address because they believe the problem is them.
So maybe I'm off, and I probably am. It seems to me that there's this idea that people don't really have, and I think I'm off, I'm trying to clarify it myself, this idea of mitos. Like, I don't have mitos in the sense of, like, I am this type of person, I am that type of person. You know, I'm not a Baal Chesed. I do Chesed, but I'm not a Baal Chesed. And it seems to me that there's not a way, like, as much as I do it, as much as I try to make it intrinsic, there's always going to be this tension. And so, no matter what I do, I can just keep trying to do more and more chesed, but it's like, it almost seems like it can't become part of my etzem. Like, I can't, and I feel like I'm missing something, because I don't think that's what Rebbe's trying to say, and if I missed it in the last week, I'm very sorry, and I can go over it again. But I just feel like with all the back and forth, it's just everything's a constant struggle struggle may be the wrong word, but everything's a constant test to be like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And as much as I want it to be an imprint upon myself, I'm finding it hard to get there. I'm not saying it's just me personally, I'm just trying to understand the concept.
Okay, so I mean, let's go back a step. I guess if we want to recap the third parak, right?
I'm sorry to the group, by the way.
I don't think the group minds you recapping the third parak.
Well, then you're welcome.
What? Yeah. So I would recap the third parak because I think there's 3 points on the third parak. It's worthwhile discussing it because the third parak is a very, very significant parak. I'm going to take them out of order that he presents them, which I'm not sure why he presented them in that order. I would have presented it possibly in a different order. We have from Chaim Vital that there are certain, Bereshit makes a human being in a certain way. There are 4 elements which make a human being, depending on, and each element has an inclination towards some negative meaning. Okay? And there's the primary element, and there's the secondary elements of that negative element. Each person is made up of a different combination. The recipe for each person is different, how much they get of each one of the meters. So some people are more inclined towards this problem than that problem, because that's how they came. That's all. Okay. Then he caught him from Yeruchim. Yeruchim says that when he gave the brachas to the Shvatim, he gave the brachas according to what they were, because if a person will attempt to become something other than what he really is, it will not be successful.
Right.
His real success is in finding the positive elements from what he is. That's the second point there. Now, that doesn't mean, so, you know, I'm very good at lying. You know, that's me. You know, I lie a lot. So I'm going to learn how to lie a lot, and it'll be very positive, right? Right? That probably will not be the correct way of understanding what he said. But,
it all depends.
You know, so this is what they do nowadays. You know, what can you do for the guy? He was raised, you know, this is called normal. Right? But what he does mean is that if you look at each one of these yisurdis, where Reb Chaim Vital spoke about the midos rose in there, right? You can look at each one of them and you can find that there's an element of strength which is there also. So the midah of gaiva allows the person is a strong person, has a strong belief in himself, has tremendous places, but that's a very positive thing. The vayda is to learn to use, part of the vayda to learn to use something properly is by learning the balance. Right? So if my strength is that I have a very strong confidence in myself, so I'm going to need to learn, besides learning that, because that's my strength, I'm only going to use that, learn how to use that properly if I develop an element of anemia in myself to understand that there's times when that's not true. If I don't have the balance, I'm not going to function properly. Right? That's the second point. The third point is that we shouldn't get ourselves down to this idea that we can reduce ourselves to one or two points. Right? Maybe the Shvatim as being foundations for Klal Yisrael had very, very significantly mitzuyin in one area, like the way the Ovis were. Right? But we're all descendants of them. We get, you know, sprinkling a lot of different things together. And so we might find our high points and our low points and work on those. We have to aware there's a lot of different elements of expression, because we're a combination of all these things together. We're not, you know, you start to offer people to the nth degree, most of us, you know, and most of us are not, you start Hamayan people to the nth degree. We have, you start to offer, and we have, you know, it's like I'm assuming in all of the Chasidus, right? You know, that's me, you know. The Chasidish writes and says that without the idea of learning Torah, learning Musar, a person will be Mitzuyan Nifla in all the Midas roles without any effort. He will have good Sina, if you go to Sina, if you go to Taiba, if you go to Gaiba, if you go to all of it without any problems. Right? So we have what to look forward to. Right? But the point is, so the same way in the positive, we are a Mizu. And so what is it? That's I understand parak number three. So that, let's say a person who feels that he feels an inclination towards the of chesed. That can be because that's his nature. That can be because it's his nurture. We spoke about both those are valid elements in the person. Right? And, you know, at time a child is 20, 25, 30, in prison, that's been ingrained in him so much that becomes part of the way he deals with things. It doesn't mean that there isn't a fight in it. And it doesn't mean that this guy is going to be the biggest chesed automatically. Right? But the reason why that calls to him is there's something in him which is calling towards that. Right? So again, that can be a combination of nature and nurture. According to the Goyen, it's also a combination of, you know, my last Gilgal. Right? The last Gilgal, whatever I was grappling with and dealing with, will come to the fore the next time around. I need to address it. So the one person
I must have been a horrible person.
What?
I said I must have been a horrible person.
You know what? Join the crowd for you know. So that means make you feel good. Like, because we love company. You know, we're all going to burn a hand together. It doesn't really cut the mustard, I don't think. I never said that, like, Mr. Love's company, we're all going to burn a hand together. I don't know. You say it like that, that, it doesn't seem to really assuage the concerns. So, but that combination means, you know, why am I thinking about this? You know, why did I feel that that's an area which I want to work on? Why is it one person I want to work on the moon? One person I want to work on Amos. Right? There's a reason why he's being called to that. Partially because maybe he feels that's an area which deep down he could be Mitsuyan in, he should be Mitsuyan in, right? He's not Mitsuyan in. That's also, there's a reason why it's talking to him. So that's also part of the picture. Right? So that's also part of what I think what the Biruchim meant. Okay, that's all.